Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning. Peace and blessings. Welcome, welcome. Come on in, sit down, relax. This is just our time to share together on this hump, this day we call hump day, Wednesday, however you want to approach this particular day of the week. It's my special time to be able to spend with you, share some great music, and maybe even some uplifting thoughts. Life is getting interesting. How about you? I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues, actually a couple of my colleagues, about the topic of, you know, feeling a little tension in the air, a little stress in the air as we enter the holidays, as we come to the end of 2013. And, man, what do we do to take care of ourselves? But you know what? For me, sometimes it's all about the music. What direction? Oh, you know what? I want to play a track. And this is by an exciting producer out of the ATL. I want to play a piece by one of the artists he's working with, and her name is Candy Nicole. Candy Nicole, coming out of the Muds Music production group out there in the ATL. I was talking to Jason last night and telling him he really, really needed to send me some music because I know the work that he does, and he pleasantly surprised me. And so, you know, as I go through my shows, I'll be sprinkling in a little bit of that mud music magic that's coming out of the ATL. So how are you this morning? I hope you're feeling good. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I was laughing at myself this morning because I don't know about you, but I go to sleep with my cell phone. I don't have a laptop computer in my bedroom anymore. But, of course, I've got that cell phone next to my head. And there are people that need to be able to have access to me 24/7, in a sense. And it's just, you know, how many of us do so much of what it is that we do from a cell phone? Well, that's just it. Then now the phones come with all the bells and whistles. You can put special ringtones for calls, for texts, for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Why did I get woken up by a knock-knock on my phone coming from a message on Facebook? Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Can we put a timer on when those alerts come through? Because, man, that was so not necessary for me to wake up for that particular knock-knock, you know. But it's funny because I do depend on certain alert sounds that will say, okay, this is who's trying to contact you. Pay attention a little more. Or, you know, you're getting a message from this particular email account or whatever it is, you know. And so I'm learning, I'm progressing, you know, with understanding this technology that, you know, era that we're living in and how to best use it to make my world work. My world's crazy right now. And I'm definitely learning I need to step back and breathe and just stop. And I'm doing it. I'm doing really good with it. Because if I get a little overwhelmed with some work that I'm doing on the computer, I will step away and I'll actually go upstairs and go to my bedroom. Maybe I'll look at the view out my window, because if you follow me, you know I love the view out my window. Or I turn on, you know, TV and watch some TV and then go back to what I'm doing. I'm learning to kind of just, you know, do those type of things. When you work from home, it can be challenging, you know, the distractions to just, you know, the family to, you know, just getting so focused in your work, like somebody like me, it's easy to do, and then you kind of tune everything out. And so, you know, I'm just learning to balance everything, make my world work. It's really important for me, you know, to keep my sanity. So, you know, I come back to the music. Sometimes it's about the music and being able to kind of just take us to a different place. If you listened to my show last night, I'm so excited I had the opportunity to have an amazing group step on the leopard carpet with me. So I'm going to really, really encourage you to go and listen to the archives. Had a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm hoping I figured that all out. It definitely helps when you have resources that can step in and tell you, okay, do this, that, and the other. I reset my modem this morning, so I'm that could put, you know, possibly have been the problem. The modem running slow that caused some of the technical difficulties, because I reached out to Blog Talk Text last night to see if they could help me through that, and hopefully we got that worked out. I'm hoping so. But please go check out my feature on the leopard carpet last night with Waterseed. But in the meantime, I'm going to play one of their tracks. And which one do I want to play for you? I think I'm going to play Daisy Chain. This is Waterseed, who was on the leopard carpet with me last night.
What?
Thank you.
Give you a little taste of that good news that comes out of the group called Water Seed. And again, please go back and check out the archives of my feature with them last night on the Leopard Carpet. So I'm just going to jump into some other music and, you know, pop in from time to time and share some thoughts with you. But definitely, you know, as we end this year, you know, think about what you can do more for yourself and take better care of yourself and set boundaries. Because trust and believe, if you are involved in a crazy world that keeps you so busy, it's going to catch up with you. It's really going to catch up with you, and it's not going to feel so good. So for me, I'm just learning to breathe. You know, I definitely am into that prayer and meditation thing. And I'm learning to just kind of step away. If I need to step away from the computer, if I need to not take any phone calls, I do it. I give myself that permission. I used to always think that I needed to be accessible. Somebody reached out to me yesterday, Lady Flava, can you come and be a radio show host for us? No, I can't. I can't because I'm too busy with what I'm doing. Now, maybe 6 months ago, I would have tried to figure that all out and how to put that into my schedule. And I'm like, I just straight up said no. Somebody reached out to me this morning. That knock-knock on my phone was somebody asking me about venue spaces. You know, and it's like, no. You know, I need to learn to set boundaries as to, you know, how people come at me, you know, what I'm going to make myself available for, who I'm going to make myself available for, so that I stay sane, you know. And I think that many of us don't know how to say no, and I definitely am guilty of that. I don't know how to say no all the time, you know, but I'm learning. It feels good. It helps me stay sane. It helps me balance out what I do for Flava News, for Spectra, for my family, you know, and that's really, really important to me. So if you're in a situation kind of like me, think about those things. Don't say that you have to do it like me, but think about what you need to do to set boundaries and to take care of you, because trust and believe, if you get worn out and get tired, you get grumpy, you get irritable, conflict starts happening in your world and all of that, and sometimes it comes back to us. It really comes back to us. It's so easy to blame somebody else, but it comes back to us. So think about that. Take care of you. I want to continue playing some great music. I'm going to take you out to D.C. There's something about a good tone to a voice. If you've watched me or listened to me, you know, over a period of time, voices really draw me in. And this man, he's got a voice. This is Christopher Fields out there in Washington, D.C. with Some Among You.
Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me, even though my God is your God, and your God is my God, only we don't pray the same. Muslims say that all praise is due to Allah, and Christians believe that Jesus died for their sins, so they pray in His name. But if your religion means peace, and if your God is love, then why do you have a closed mind? And if you could see me with open eyes, then maybe we could change our condition. I am a man on a mission, with the understanding that two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So I've declared a spiritual war to overthrow the corrupt government of your mind, the ruler that keeps you from me, which keeps us from being free. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. A man can never be free with an enslaved mind. Some among you. Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me. But even as you reign, I can still see clearly. You try not to acknowledge me. A bunch of theological slaves trying to abolish me. And even those that have never been to school have their master's degree in quotology, using pretty words to paint distorted pictures, afraid to explore the depths of scripture. But if you can't leave the shallow end of the pond, how can your word become bond? And tell me how you could possibly love a God that you have never seen, yet reject your brother that you see daily. You claim that you have faith, but you don't know nothing about birthing no baby. Jesus, false doctrines are spreading like venereal diseases. We need to send every denomination to the Free Your Mind Clinic for a spiritual checkup. Your minds are so far gone you can't even tell that you've been set up. You've been bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. Scripture is being fulfilled today, but you are blind to the fact because your pastor has you focusing on yesterday. You are flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, bone of my bone. How can you claim that you love everybody when you don't even love your own? You are too dim to find light on the sun. And what's the point of having faith if it makes you blind, deaf, and dumb? You are mental midgets, spiritual dwarves, using fallen stars to plot your course. You claim that He died for you, but you won't let Him rise in you. So do you really have a connection? After all, the man in the book had hair like lamb's wool and a much darker complexion than the images that you accept and project of him. Some among you. Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me. So I fall asleep screaming and I wake up dreaming that we are one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, lacking schisms, and my way is the only way. Isms, no mental prisons. Capitalism has become your religion, so you crawl on your knees with your hat in your hand. But in the grand scheme of things, I know where I stand. If my God is your God, and if your God is my God, then why are we so many and hopeless as a penny with a hole in it? Your mind is shackled in a body with no soul in it. Congregations of the living dead, complicit from the pews to the pulpit, refusing to hear this. But you must invoke understanding when you invoke spirits, because my God is your God. Why seek to kill me? Your God is my God. Fill me.
You know, I'm glad I played that piece. I love Christopher Field's voice, and I've been a fan of him since back in the MySpace days, and he went by Poetry Man back then. You know, but when you think about art, there's so many ways that you can use it, and clearly that particular piece, Some Among You, is a powerful piece, and it says so very much. You know, and a lot of times on the internet, you know, you see these posts about haters, or you see these posts about people talking behind your backs, or, you know, passing judgment, those type of things. I don't generally post those type of things because I think it gives more attention to something that's negative than positive. To me, I know that there are people who talk about me. I know that. But they don't worry me. That doesn't bother me. You know, I just embrace the people that embrace the concept of what I'm trying to do. And that's all about supporting artists. You know, and I try to, you know, embrace all kinds of people. You know, for those of you that don't know, I'm Japanese and German. I was raised in a black community from birth. You know, but I try to embrace all people. I'm also a Baptist minister's daughter, you know, so I was raised to, you know, embrace diversity. I was embraced, you know, and raised to be a caregiver and to embrace helping others with their worlds. That's why I fall into what I do so naturally, because I witnessed it from my parents, from my godmom, from the people around me, from my community. And I think that we should really, really think about that, you know, what it is that we bring into this world. It's so easy to stop and pass judgment on others in what they do. But do you know how much in a simple action, an act from ourselves, we can change a situation? Just like, you know, even walking down the street and smiling at someone, we can change how they feel, and in turn it can change how we feel. So, I like to use this show just to not necessarily talk about the arts, but you know, that that's what I'm about. But I like to use this show, you know, to just share some thoughts and how, you know, we can do something that's maybe different just by thinking differently, by doing something different. Because by no means am I perfect. By no means do I have all the answers, but I'm trying to figure it out because I matter. I matter to me. I matter to my family. I matter to the people that I'm connected to. Bye, boo-boo. Have a good day. I love you. My grandbaby's off to school. So anyway, there's somebody who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, caller from the 319 area code, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava.
Hello, Susan. This is Jazzy Blue. Sheila,
Jazzy,
I'm just calling you to say hello.
You,
well, yeah, I actually had opportunity to listen today, so I was like, well, let me call in and say hello, you know.
How are you? Yes.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. You know, hanging in there, trying to make it like everybody else. You know,
right?
And I really liked your comment in opening the show about how, you know, sometimes you just need to turn, you know, social media off. You just need to just take time and step back, and you know, and just be with yourself. I really like that. You know, and people are, you know, people are there always, you know, at you, stretching you at all angles. You just got to say no, got to step back and say no. I like that you're doing that. That's really good. Yeah. Hello?
Okay, I got one. I heard this minister say,
what?
If you fail to plan, then you can plan to fail. Now, those are words to live by.
Those are words to live by.
Yeah, check that out now, for real. If you did it in the dark, you're coming to the light. When it's exposed, even the dirt is gonna shine. The words your mama said, the things you've always
into your life, full circle comes out right.
Yeah, so Mom used to, you know, she used to say to me on my way out to school, she'd be like, you can be broke, but you sure ain't got to look like it.
I know that's right.
My mama always told me she can't use your comb. Do not bring her home.
What is that? That's stupid.
Don't bring her home.
That's real talk.
Don't bring her home.
That's stupid.
Hey, I got another one.
What you got?
A bad problem, it's like bad food.
What's that?
Sit tight. It'll all work itself out in the end.
Stop.
That's a good one.
Man, you're so nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Got no time to waste, to spend on sending hate. The fake seem real, but smiling faces. Sometimes got one chance to live. So remember when you give. Giving back, it's a fact, stay on track, keep it positive.
So the first thing my mom told me was simply keep living.
Keep living.
That's true though. Keep living.
What goes around comes around. When you've done what you did, what you do comes back to you. Full circle.
And the second one that I hold true and dear to my heart is
what?
Don't mess with an old man. He'll give you worms.
What?
That's nasty.
That's it.
That's the golden rule.
Those two jewels she gave me.
Jewels to live by.
That's a broke dog.
It was a poor dog.
Dog, get out.
Because if your dog can't wag his tail, then they just tell a goose. Be caught with me.
Right. That's deep. That's my dog.
What you do coming back to you, full circle.
I don't know, man.
See, that poem sounds like it's going to turn out
way. That is frozen. Frozen stuff tonight.
My mother always told me
what?
You can make all the money in the world.
Right.
You save a little, but you spend a lot.
Spend a lot.
And that's right, though. But you do need to save a little bit. That is smart. That is smart.
My final entry is my mama. Always said to me, well, son, I tell you like a lady that peed in the river. Every little bit helps.
That's so stupid.
Do what you always done, you're going to get what you always got.
This is crazy.
All right, so hopefully you can hear me now. And that was my girl, Neil Soldier. She is going to be coming to the coffee house with me on Saturday. We're going to celebrate 4 years of being on Flavor News Radio. 4 years, I can't believe it. So anyway, that was Neo Soldier. So Jazzy, I'm so sorry, girl. I have no idea what happened. I have to work this out because this isn't happening pretty frequently. And I'm like, do I blame Comcast? Do I blame Blog Talk Radio? I don't know who to blame because ain't nobody letting me blame them. So anyway, so as you were saying before, I couldn't hear anything.
Okay. Oh, am I back on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yes. You know, I was just saying, I was just saying that at the beginning of the show, you had mentioned how, you kind of turned off social media sometimes just to have time to yourself, quiet time. And then you also said that, you've kind of worked on not pulling yourself in so many directions, just saying no. And I was saying that's really good. I'm glad you're doing that because I know that you're just, you want to support and help out everybody. But sometimes you just have to step back and say, I can't do this right now. I can't do it.
Right. And it's, you know what, Jazzy, from the days that you and I first connected back on MySpace, do we even go back that far? But yes, we do.
Right. Yes, we do.
But I think that you and I have both grown, in who we are and probably how we handle things. I will say I like myself better now than I did back then. I'll be honest with you. And I think that's because I really just embrace the fact of my age. I'm really okay with being, you know, 53 years old. And I think with that, I embrace what I've gone through in life and the lessons that I've learned. And I don't want to repeat certain things anymore in my life, you know. And so I definitely have looked at what I can do, you know, to kind of change that attitude. Girl, not, by no means am I perfect. By no means is every day, you know, going the way that I think it should, or even how I might come across preaching. But it is something I really put a big effort into, and it just makes sense, you know. And with everything that I've got on my plate right now, it's really important for me to stay sane. It really is. And there have been points, you know, earlier in the year, you know, where the stress overtook me and it caused health problems, you know, and I don't want to end up in the hospital, you know, and I'll be honest, I don't want to die. I got too much work to do. And, you know, you know what I mean? And I do have health issues to the point that I could die, and they thought I was having a heart attack. And so I don't ever want to put myself in that position again, you know? And so, yeah, I've had to learn what I can do to, you know, alleviate some of the stress. And it's amazing. It doesn't necessarily mean some of the stuff has gone away in my world, but it's my own approach to it. And I feel so much different. But, you know, it's like since I have come on board with Spectrum Music Group as an A&R person, I mean, it's exciting. It's new. I love the things that I'm being exposed to. I love the experience already and just being a part of that. But people are coming out the woodworks at me that have never connected with me before, you know. And I'm like, okay, why are you coming now?
Exactly. You know,
I've been here for a long time, and why you want to be my friend now, or why do you see value in me now? But even at that, I just have to understand that that kind of goes with the territory, and and figure out my own way of handling that. But saying no, Jazzy, saying no is a big deal for me.
because
I used to always want to please everybody. I'll do that. You know, and now to say no is just like, I guess what it is just not having to own anything after saying that no.
And it releases that undue pressure that you really didn't need, because, you know, you're right, because like you said, when you say that, and that, I like how you worded that, because you said it, you know, once you say no, you know, that ownership of not having to you know, have to deal with that, something that you probably didn't want to really deal with because you felt out of obligation you needed to, that ownership of that release, you see, that's all the, that is, you know, that's what's needed. Sometimes we must do that, you know. And I do agree that, you know, things, you know, as we grow, I mean, like, I agree with you, you know, I don't think my life is like I want it to be, but, you know, as we grow, you know, we do indeed, you know, life experiences and life lessons, I mean, they'll continue till the day that we die. You know what I'm saying? And so, like you said, you know, you're not perfect. None of us are, but I think that we've grown and we'll continue to grow.
Exactly. You know, I think that to the day, you know, we take that last breath, I think there should always be something about every day in life that we experience something that just is that gives us life. Because I, you know, whether it's, you know, always learning and growing, because I believe that, you know, we can continue that forever, you know. And you should want to, you know. I think that if I wasn't faced with the challenges, I would be so bored with life. I think I would feel like I don't have a purpose, because I think challenges are exciting to me. I know that might sound really strange. I was having this conversation with, I think, Monica Monet last night, and, you know, I told her, I said, you know, in who I am and what I do and the things that I even face now that are new, it's exciting. And I like challenges, and I like trying to figure out how to figure it out. I like being given new information. I like to have challenging conversations that make me think. I like hearing other people's perspectives that make me think. That's why sometimes I put out what I do, like on Facebook, because it's usually based off of a conversation that I've had with somebody. And, you know, I like to see what other people think. And the other thing is, and when you put words out there, it's really interesting in how other people interpret it.
Yes.
Because it may not have been what I was thinking at all in my head when I wrote it. But I definitely understand that when you put something out there publicly and somebody experiences it, it's up to their interpretation what it means. You know, and so that's interesting to me, too. But I think we should always, you know, be learning and growing, you know, like I said, till we take that last breath. You know, I just, even when I look at my daddy, you know, being 91 years old, and yesterday we went and got haircuts. And, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and, you know, just the conversations with him are simpler now. You know, I kind of miss having those challenging breakfasts at IHOP with Daddy and stuff like that. I can't have that anymore because his brain is not tracking to that point. He can have those type of conversations. But even still at that, you know, there's a lot of wisdom in him, you know, that comes out every single day, you know, and such an appreciation for life. I mean, just even him being so excited about getting his hair cut yesterday, you know, and never, you know, I never thought about, like, getting a haircut being that exciting unless I was getting my hair done to go to an event.
Right, yeah.
You know, and he really, really valued getting his hair cut. And the where we go and get our hair done, they just dote over him. They just, like, think he's so amazing. They're like, oh, you look 10 years younger now, you know, and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, but, yeah, I value a lot of things a lot more and in different ways than I did even over a year ago. And so I like that, you know. I know that I'm really strong-minded and have very strong opinions, and I can be pretty aggressive when I think and feel a certain way. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm pretty confident in what I'm saying and thinking. And also, you know what, Jazzy, somebody else raised their hand, so let me bring them in too. Okay.
All right. Yeah, certainly.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava, area code 215.
Good morning, Lady Flavor, and what a pleasure to be in the midst of two wonderful young ladies.
Oh,
is
Brother Clayton.
Big trigger.
Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning. Good morning, Jazzy and Lady. I saw the notice about the program, and, of course, I'm late, and, you know, that's not unusual for me, but it's nice to hear you talk about your father and you know, how that haircut, trust me, just any kind of time that you get to spend with your loved ones like that, regardless of what it is, it's just a blessing, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So tell me this big trigger. Value that time
because I don't have either one of my parents.
Right.
And, you know, they're still with me inside.
Of course.
You know, but just when they're, you know, people always say, you know, give me my roses when I can smell them. You know, just take advantage and love him as much as you can. And I know that you do. but just value that as much as you can.
No, and I appreciate you saying that because, you know, I will be honest with you. There are days when it's not easy, you know, because I really want to have that challenging conversation with my dad. And it seems like it wasn't that long ago that I could do it. I know it's hard for him. I can see it in his face, even if he doesn't say it, that he gets frustrated when he can't think and answer a question, you know, that I ask, or if he can't figure something out, or if he can't do something, you know. But I tell him all the time, you know, he's still getting out of bed, he's still getting dressed, he still takes care of his own hygiene, you know, he's got a great appetite, he's still walking, even though he uses a walker. You know, he was able to get out and go with me to get a haircut, you know. And a lot of people who, you know, a lot of people who are younger than him, younger than 91, can't do that, or a lot of people don't even live to the age of 91.
That's true.
You know, and so I am grateful for that because his health is really good, you know, and he's still doing really, really good for his age. And so, you know, I try to remind him of that, and I try to remind myself of that when it gets hard and it gets frustrating, you know. I definitely, you know, take my hat off to anybody who takes care of an elderly parent, you know, because it's not easy, you know, in a sense you become the parent. And I don't like that. That part of it, Big Trigger and Jazzy, I don't like being the parent of my parent, you know. You know, but my daddy is, I don't know if it's, you know, him being a Christian and all, or just being a good man. Maybe it's a combination of both. But he's so grateful. You know, I pour him coffee in the morning. He says, thank you. I give him his medicine. He says, thank you. I mean, every single thing I do for him, he says, thank you. He says, good morning. When he gets up, he says, good night. See you in the morning when he goes to bed. You know, he mean he's just a kind man, you know. And, you know, that's who I was raised by. And I'm really, really lucky, you know. I try not to take that for granted, you know, because I was just raised by great people. But let me ask you this, Big Trigger. You know, that's what I call you. I don't know. For some reason, I just can't call you Clay or Clayton. You know, maybe one day when I turn 55 or something, I can say that. But, you know, it's just like Jazzy. I'm not going to call her Sheila, right? You know, just like maybe you're not going to call me Susan. Well, no, Jazzy might call me Susan. You know, but
I always call you lady.
So, Big Trigger, coming from a male perspective, and I like to say we're the seasoned souls right here. You know, as you have aged and come into, you know, who you are, and all of us are definitely big fans of the arts and music, you know, how does it feel for you, you know, to be a seasoned soul and what you've gone through life? You know, do you, have you figured out how to take care of you and to make your world make sense and set boundaries?
That's a good, a heck of a question, because I just had this conversation with, I would say a young buck a couple of days ago. You know, when I was coming up and I would see, you know, when I was in my 20s or 30s or whatever, and I would see older guys, you know, that had seen me come up, you know, from a teenager, and I said, hey, what's happening, old head? You know, right? So now, people are coming up to me, saying, hey, old head, how you doing? You know, and it's funny. It puts it in perspective, because when you're younger, you never think, you think you're going to be young forever.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? You think you're not going to have any ailments or anything. I mean, my ankle right now is killing me. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
And
just having that respect, though, is nice. But for somebody to call me an old head, they're not saying old guy or whatever. I'm getting it like, you know, somebody that has a little bit of wisdom. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And they come to me, you know, because one of my son's friends, you know, my oldest son is 24. One of his friends came to me, and I've been knowing these guys since they were, you know, in elementary school. And he came over to me one day, and he said, you know what, Mr. C is what he called me. He said, Mr. C, he said, in all honesty, man, you're like a father to me. And I really trust and believe and take note of everything that you tell me because I'm always learning from you. And, you know, that made me feel real good. So
as long as I can be
a positive to someone, especially in the work that I do because I work in healthcare, as long as I can be a positive to someone, then that makes me feel like my life, you know, has been good. And then, you know, the fact that I can wake up in the morning and thank God every morning for that, you know, lets me know, hey, you know, I got to do something. I got to do something positive in somebody's life because that's what I'm here on earth for.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You know, so yeah, it's, you know, it really, the young guys and the young ladies, they keep me, you know, keep me on point. You know, I got to keep up with the language. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen said the word ratchet before unless I was talking about a wrench. But these guys, they walk around talking about, oh, man, that's ratchet. When I want to go party or enjoy myself or something, they say, you going to turn up, Mr. Corley? You going to turn it up? I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'm still, look, lady, and Jazzy, I'm still used to saying false, and that's different. All that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, you
I
know,
think not that long ago, I was talking, I don't know if it was to my kid or who I was talking to, but I said the word bunk. That was bonk, and I was like, did I just really say that? Like, that, like, really went back to, like, the 70s, you know, and I was did I really say that, you know, or whatever, and it is funny because, you know, even, you know, I have to have those conversations with my kids. My youngest is 26, and, you know, trying to understand the terminology or even the, not even understand it, the purpose of it, like, what is, like, the purpose of it? So we were having a conversation about twerking, you know, going back to, okay, isn't that, like, a different version of the butt or, you know, doing the butt or, you know, whatever. And it's like, you know, and having conversations on, you know, like you said, ratchet or twerking or, you know, like what? Or, you know, I still don't, when I text people, I use the full words.
Right.
I don't know how to use those, you know, little few letters. The other thing I don't get is when you spell out a word that's misspelled, but it has the same amount of letters as the correct spelling of the word, why do you do it? Like, I don't get that either, but, you know. I guess that's a generational thing, huh? That's another topic for another day.
That's exactly what it is. And getting back to the when I first heard them talking about, I think it was a video or something somebody was talking about. It might have been a YouTube video that one of my sons turned me on to. Look, he's twerking. And I'm like, twerking, I'll start reaching for my dollar bills. Because, I mean, I remember people twerking at the strip club. So, but, I mean, these are young, I'm talking about, this video was of some little teenage girls. And I'm like, whoa, you know what? Hey, it was just certain things that we weren't, and, you know, all of the what we call the good old days, they weren't all good old days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we know
But,
you know, when you see somebody, a young girl, a young lady, or a young boy, that's basically, I think that's just plain disrespect to themselves first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed to do that kind of stuff.
No, of course we weren't. Of course we weren't. You know, and like for me, when I was coming up, you know, going to my godmom's house, which was one house away from the house I grew up in, you know, she was playing Al Green and, you know, the Supremes and things like that. We weren't allowed in the same room. They were censoring that, you know, where now the music nowadays, you know, it needs to be censored, but it's not even being censored from the young children, you know, from hearing it. And so the exposure you know, what used to be right and wrong back when we were coming up isn't anymore. There's so much gray area now, you know, and it's left to people's interpretations. You know, the words in the dictionary can be left to somebody's interpretation, what it actually means versus what's actually in the dictionary.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's the frustrating thing for me personally, is just understanding the values and morals that we came up with when we were young to what we see now. And, you know, we can blame it on the media, we can blame it on a whole bunch of things, but the bottom line, in my opinion, in my strong-minded opinion, it starts at home.
Oh, most definitely. Oh,
right. Yeah.
You know.
So, you know, I was out one time while we were out with, you know, my entire family. We was out at a restaurant, you know. And, you know, my sons were younger. You know, they were like, you know, 10, 9, 8, somewhere in there. And this woman came up to me and said, excuse me, I hate to interrupt you, but your children are just so well-behaved. And I turned around and looked at her, I said, they don't have no choice.
Right, right.
They don't have a choice but to be well-behaved. I'm not gonna keep my children in the house because they don't know how to act. They will learn how to act. And like you said, ladies, it starts at home. And if they don't get it there, and, you know, look, I knocked one of my son's block off, and I'll give him the phone and then I'll call 911 and tell them that I abuse.
Right.
You know, you're gonna learn it like I did. And they turn around now, and I know your children do as well, lady. They turn around and say, you know what? I'm glad you stayed in my case because it just made me a better person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Right, right.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
You know,
and
it's funny that, you know, I think that, you know, I was probably the naughtiest out of my parents' three children. You know, I challenged them the most. The funny thing is, in the end, I was the one right there by their side, you know.
Right.
And taking care of them and stuff, you know. And I've always been a daddy's girl, you know, ever since I was little. And the beautiful thing is he's always let me know I was so wanted, you know. And so, you know, but I think that because of how I was raised, even if I didn't like it, even if I didn't always like being a minister's daughter or going to Sunday school and Bible study and having to take piano lessons from the organist, you know, all the things that I went through, I think that's why I've turned out to be the person that I am now. You know, I just really think that they gave me an amazing foundation, and they surrounded me with people who were good role models for me, too. And I remember my daddy telling me, a long time ago when my girls were young, you know, surround your daughters with women that they can look up to. And that always stuck in my head, you know. But I don't think that people, I don't know where that was lost, you know, that sense of raising children with morals and values and setting standards and setting boundaries. It's almost like, you know, kids are allowed to raise themselves. There's no censorship of anything. It's just, you know, when we were coming up, as we age, we gained more, you know, responsibilities, but we also gained more freedom in a sense. And so it was like this, you know, progression of age came a new sense of freedom, and you were introduced to it gradually versus being exposed to it immediately, you know, and you know, we come from a very, very different time. I don't mean to cut this short because I'm really enjoying this conversation, but my show is almost over in 3 minutes. I'm so glad, Jazzy and Big Trigger, that you called in. This made my morning. I got the biggest grin on my face. I've been on the radio for 4 years. I can't believe that I've been doing it for 4 years. You know, but I have. And so, but before the show runs out, Big Trigger, please tell everybody about, you know, Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry and your event coming up in 2014 and all, where they can find out more about, you know, who you are and what you do.
All right. This is a quick version now, okay. Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, located at www.sojpradio.com com, and the program is about fusing and merging and telling the importance of both genres, jazz and poetry, and how they connect with our culture. And I have a live program coming up, a live event, which is will be held on May 31st, 2014, and it's called Jazz Tronomics.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
That was quick. But anyway, anybody still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I know that cut off. That cut off. But anyway, Jazz Tronomic Feast, and that's the title of the program, and you can get more information off the website.
Okay. All right. Well, Susan, have a great day.
I appreciate, you know, you guys calling in. And you know what? There's like 1 minute, 23 seconds left in the show. So guess what I'm going to close it out with? For anybody who doesn't know, Big Trigger is actually a poet. And I'm going to play Our Moment by Big Trigger as this show closes out. Have a great, day. Thank you so much for calling in. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Take care.
Right, okay. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
No limitations, no limitations, no limitations. When you hold me close and we look into each other's eyes, it's almost as if time stands still. There are no worries. There are no fears. All that is important is this moment, our moment. A space and time set aside just for you and I. Hold me closer. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me again. The very thought of you has the ability to melt me. I can feel your presence even before I can see you laying here. There is nothing that I want more than to have you for my very own. No limitation. My greatest joy has been finding myself sharing time and space within your domain, learning the inner workings of your mind while exploring the hills and valleys of your exterior landscape. And because our intimacy gives me such a natural high, I find myself existing on cloud nine with no thought of ever returning to Earth's atmosphere. Breathing your refined air as I whisper naughty secrets to tantalize your ears. Knowing instantly that it's only been me lacking you to complete the true picture. Wishing I could freeze time, but knowing I cannot. While our union perpetuates eternally, our souls combine in that vacuum that knows no limitations or aggravations of the everyday world. Your piercing eyes ignite a feeling that burns deeply in my soul. No other has ever sparked an emotion that seems to carry me to a place where pleasures live. Temptations and sensual desires overwhelm every part of my consciousness, encouraging me to indulge in such hedonistic sensations that will propel me to reach that climax that so many view as so powerful. With your smooth caresses and warm glances, you have managed to capture that part of me that runs free, giving me an opportunity to experience this feeling of calmness and serenity that has surprisingly left me speechless. Not wanting it to ever end, but knowing that you will be here, waiting for another chance to showcase your magic, making this experience something truly worth waiting for. As you lay beside me glowing, and I'm infinitely thankful that you belong to me, and that you will forever be my girl. No limitations, no limitations.
Okay, our moment with Big Trigger. Did I surprise you, Big Trigger?
Yeah, you did. You caught me off guard with that one. Now, you talk about a smile across your face. Yeah, I got one across mine, too. Yeah, that's all right.
You didn't
that's
know awesome. I had that, you know, dug deep. You know, I'm like, oh, oh, this is a good time to play that.
yeah, that's sweet. I really appreciate that. But, I appreciate what you do with, you know, with your family. I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you do as far as the arts go. And, you know, I couldn't imagine just not seeing your name somewhere, Lady Flavor News, Lady Flavor, you know.
Right.
As it is now. I mean, I've grown so used to seeing your work and what you do for artists. It's just a pleasure just to even know you.
Well, you know what? I feel the same way about you, my friend. I do. And I value, you know, who you are and your support and what it is that you create, you know, for the artists, the poets and the jazz artists and, you know, so the spotlight that you put on them and the quality shows that you create. And, yes, yeah, somehow one day I am going to be present at one of them because I just, I know
yeah.
I've been saying it for years.
It
happens,
it'll be right on.
You know,
time,
it,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So one of these days I'm really going to have the money. I'll be able to buy that ticket and get out there and be able to share that time with you. But, you know, until then, I mean, moments like this, Big Trigger, are special to me. And I don't take it for granted, and I thank you so very much, and I thank Jazzy so very much for calling in because, you know, I know you guys from back in the MySpace days. You know, you guys aren't new to me, and to be able to still be connected over the all these years, you know, and have grown and continue to do what we do in support of the arts, it's a beautiful thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Thank
you. You know what? We gotta keep in better contact. So you know what? I need to make sure, since you sent me a message, I mean, wait a minute, it's just you and I on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, Erica, there's Erica down in California is listening.
Okay, well, you know, Erica's a friend of yours, right? She probably is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to make sure I have your right cell phone number or whatever, because we need to talk a little more often.
Well, the show's still recording, so how about
if I send that
to you in a message on Facebook to make sure that you have it?
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
No, I
definitely will do that.
Yeah, send me a message, and, you know, I really would like to, you know, step up our communication a little bit more. Cause I'm in,
well, you know, and
good.
I do need your help because I have a new, you know, I have a new computer system, and I do need to get into pre-recording some things. And I know that you had given me a program before, and so I need to get that and install it on my program on my computer. And you have to walk me through it and be kind to me to learn how to do it. So no, I will. I know all the way from Philadelphia, huh?
Yeah, but that's no problem.
But no, I will definitely send you a message. But, you know, I value you a lot. And, you know, when I saw the numbers popping up, you know, I wondered, you know, but I saw the area code and I was like, okay, who could it be? And but when I heard your voice and Jazzy heard your voice, we're like, we know who this is. You know,
yeah,
so I mean, it's a wonderful thing. But, you know, it's another thing that's beautiful about it is because we're kind of from the same generation, right? We understand, you know, we kind of understand each other a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's always nice, you know, to be able to talk to somebody that, you know, maybe I make sense to.
Yeah,
but I'm
right.
going to go ahead and close
right.
out the show now. I'm glad I surprised you with playing a piece by you. And, we will talk behind the scenes really, really soon.
Yes,
so,
okay. And you enjoy the rest of your day and give your dad a hug for me.
Okay, I will do that. So you've been listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, my dear, dear friend. Big Trigger called in, and Jazzy Blue, both supporters of the arts and, you know, the artist community, and they do their own thing in being able to, you know, kind of we share the same concepts and the needs of the artists, and we do our parts as individuals and sometimes as a collective, so it's a beautiful thing. We meet here every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to share a little conversation like today or some great music. And you know me, I've got a lot of things on my mind that I am willing to share with all of you. So take care, God bless, and be good to yourselves because you matter.